Today, let's look quickly at some of the theories that have been suggested for what lies beyond and how death fits into the message of the Christian faith and the Bible. In every way, death is a mystery. In every way, death is a mystery. This is why we love movies that talk to us about the afterlife. Well, some different explanations of life after death. Now, as we explore these together, because death is a mystery, our world has offered many different explanations for what happens when we die. It's human nature for us to try to figure out these mysteries, to explain away things that we can't understand. And let's explore a few of the oldest and most influential explanations. Probably the oldest explanation is disembodiment. The idea that when we die, our soul is liberated from the prison of our body. When we die, our soul is liberated from the prison of our body. This is probably the oldest Western explanation, tracing its roots back to the ancient Greek philosophers, Plato and Aristotle. According to this view, the real me is not my body, but my soul or my mind or that non-physical spiritual reality that makes me who I really am. My physical body is a prison for my soul, limiting my soul, preventing it from being free. So death is kind of a liberation. You might think of a butterfly being set free from a cocoon or something like that. Thus, this approach views that afterlife is a disembodiment, a bodiless existence. The view has been extremely popular throughout history, and it wields incredible influence today. That same Time magazine poll found that 66% of Americans believe that only a person's soul goes to heaven. I have to admit that many times this is the way I have thought. Movies like Sixth Sense and with Bruce Willis and The Others with Nicole Kidman come out of this thought. This disembodiment view is what's behind most who believe in ghosts. It's the view of most tribal religions in primitive parts of the world. Yet disembodiment is not the explanation offered by the Bible. Another explanation is reincarnation. The idea that after we die, we are reborn as another living being based on our karma. Now, Jamie, we understand what's going on now, don't we? Wherever Jamie is. This view goes way back thousands of years before Christ. And it lies at the heart of the Eastern religions of Hinduism and Buddhism. Reincarnation is tied to the idea of karma, which is believed to be the universe's justice system. Karma claims that everything painful that happens in our lives is a direct result of bad things that we have done in previous lives. Thus, our suffering is the universe's way of bringing justice to the situation. This means that all pain and suffering in this life is deserved. Whether it is the suffering we see on TV or a 10-year-old who's abused by her uncle, all suffering is a direct result of bad things we've done in previous lives, according to this belief. Reincarnation and karma have immigrated from the East to the West and been popularized by people like Shirley MacLaine and Peter Sellers, and by groups like the Unity School of Christianity and Estera. According to a 1996 poll in George Magazine, currently 30% of Americans believe in reincarnation. The Bible nowhere affirms that reincarnation is true. And in fact, the whole idea of karma goes against the entire message of the New Testament. Yet belief in reincarnation remains strong. Finally, we come to belief in extinction. The idea that when we die, we cease to exist. Although people believed in this in the past, for the past 100 years, this extinction idea has become a very dominant popular view. For instance, the Humanist Manifesto states there is no credible evidence that an individual life survives the death of the body. Extinction assumes that God does not exist, that matter is the only thing that's real, and that scientific knowledge is the only kind of knowledge that's true. Do you remember what I've said over and over again about what my understanding of science is? Anybody? Anybody?